Just as a team, you want to come together as a team and try to find a way to overcome adversity. And the only thing we can do now is just stay together as a team, stay the course, and understand that, I mean, it's not over. The only thing we can do is use it as a learning curve for us, learn from it, and try to find a way to get a win.
As a defensive player, when you see for the second straight game a quarterback go out that early, what's your mindset? Does it change at all?
No, we keep our same mindset. We got to go out and do our job because everyone on this team is held accountable to do their job. So we have to go out no matter what circumstance or situation we in, because through the course of the game, you can be in all kinds of situations. So you got to be prepared and accountable to do your job.
Before you study the tape, just gut reaction, how do you feel the defense played together?
We got a lot of things to work on and improve, personally for myself. And I'm pretty sure everyone in this locker room feel the same way. We didn't get the win, so that's the most ultimate goal for us, getting the win. So we lost, so now we got to go back to the drawing board, find out where we can clean up and learn from our mistakes.
I guess when you go back to the drawing board, it's hard not to notice all of these injuries and the injury bug just biting you guys again. How do you deal with that, and what's the mentality of the team?
It's tough because you don't want to see no one on your team or go down. You know, those are your brothers you fight with every day, but you understand that football is part of the game. And you always got to have that next man up mentality, because you never know when your number can be called, and you got to stay together as a team. And that's all we have to do right now, just stay together as a team, find a way to overcome adversity, and just keep pushing and don't give up.
Warren, did anything about their pace surprise you on offense?
No, it was prepared just from watching it on film. You knew that it was going to be an up-tempo offense, no huddle style offense. And that's basically what we got today. And like I said, you give those guys a lot of credit because they made their share of plays and they did a good job.
On the second touchdown to Cooper, I'm sure you've been asked already, but if you wouldn't mind just saying sort of what happened.
He ran a great route. He sold his double move, and I bit on the first move, and then he sold his route. And like I said, it was a good throw and catch, and he made his play.